This is Fresh Air. Last January, the PBS series Mystery presented a miniseries called Prime Suspect. It was about a British detective who becomes a chief inspector just in time to lead an investigation into a high-profile murder case. What made the story so distinctive, in part, was that the inspector was a woman, played by Helen Mirren, who's known for her roles in the films The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover, Excalibur, and The Comfort of Strangers. Mirren and Prime Suspect proved so popular both in England and America that a sequel miniseries was commissioned. Prime Suspect 2 begins tonight on PBS, and TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The first Prime Suspect was the best miniseries of 1992, and Helen Mirren gave the year's best TV performance. Depending on the competition, she and Prime Suspect 2 may pull off the same trick for 93. It's the kind of mystery you rarely find on TV, or anywhere else, these days. The kind where characters matter as much as plot, and where the mystery itself just keeps getting deeper, stranger, and more surprising. The original Prime Suspect was mostly about office politics and sexual harassment, how Detective Jane Tennyson made her move to become chief inspector, and how her male and female co-workers related to her once she got the job. By the end of that miniseries, Tennyson had solved a tough case and gained the grudging respect, and even the loyalty, of the men and women in her department. So it makes sense that Helen Mirren looks like a different, more relaxed Jane Tennyson in Prime Suspect 2. Her hair is longer, her clothes are brighter, and she even wears a little makeup. But she's still as determined and persistent as ever, and her methods of interrogating suspects are just as shrewd. In this scene, she tries to pry information out of a reluctant witness by using a few provocative photographs.
That's your son, Eileen. Your son, the pornographer. Would you look at them, please? You won't look at them, all right? I'll describe them to you. The first shows a girl. She's about 14, I would say. Her face shows pain and fear. Right, this one shows a different girl. She's a little bit older, perhaps. Tell me where Jason is.
I don't know. We should never have come south. God, I did my best. He's no son of mine. He doesn't even talk like a son of mine. He's some sort of...
Tell me where Jason is.
While she's working on the case, Detective Tennyson is also working to advance and protect her own career. Sexual harassment also plays a part in this Prime Suspect sequel, but this time the major subtext isn't sexism, but racism. One of the new members of Tennyson's department is a black man, and his very presence sparks some friction, even from Tennyson. Not because she's prejudiced, but because she once slept with him at a police convention. That little secret not only complicates their professional relationship, but threatens to become public and impact both their careers. The murder mystery in Prime Suspect 2 isn't just a whodunit, it's also a who is it. It starts with the discovery of a badly decomposed female, and they can't find the killer until they can identify the victim. Mirren once again gives a performance that's as good as it gets. As detectives in miniseries go, she's right up there with Michael Gambon in The Singing Detective and Alec Guinness in Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. But there is one flaw in Prime Suspect 2. Certain lines of dialogue are overdubbed, badly and for no good reason. Hearing Tennyson in a particularly frustrated moment shouting baloney is just that. Prime Suspect 2 is the kind of mystery that will appeal only to mature viewers. So PBS, why not give us credit for a little maturity and let the obscenities stand?
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post. This is Fresh Air.